Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, July 20th. I have a very special guest this evening named Valerie Elster. You might remember her as a previous guest on my show back in February. We're going to be discussing the awakening of the goddess or sacred feminine inside each of us. I think it's a very fascinating topic, one we don't get to discuss very often, so I hope you all will enjoy it as well. So I'm delighted to have some time, for her to share with us a little bit tonight. After discussion of the topic, I'll open up the phones in the last 10 minutes. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. So if you have questions for myself or Valerie, you can certainly call in. Do the number of callers each week. I'm real sorry if I can't get to everybody. Well, you know, it's been an incredible week, definitely a rapid-paced week for me. We talk about being in Mercury retrograde and, you know, how that kind of definitely seen some symptoms of that. But I don't know about you, but I've been just going full tilt this last week. So hopefully everyone has survived the week and we can say TGIF here on my show tonight. Okay, so here's my prayer request. Please offer your prayers for David, who's been in the hospital with heart and kidney issues. Marilyn asks for your prayers for strength and positive change in her life. Please continue to watch over my sister Shannon and her new baby. Shannon's got an extensive recovery now from the surgery she's had to have. And please watch over Tim's mother, who's just undergone a big surgery yesterday and is trying to come back from that. Remember that you can send your prayer request to me via email or on Facebook. Okay, so a short inspiring story because I want to get to the angel message this week because it's like 2 pages long. So we know the seraphim have a lot to share with us. And you'll see why once we get into the message. But my inspiring story, you know, I always talk about people behaving as angels. That's why this inspiring story, or well, sometimes it's cats. I think I've had some angel kitties on here before too. But, you know, to be an angel, to be that person that just is there at the right time, to me, synchronicity is a beautiful thing. So this Good Samaritan story is, it was actually near 2 o'clock in the morning. A couple is in a car, and they lose control of the car. The car actually flips and catches fire. And normally this whole neighborhood would be deserted at that hour, but along comes, yes, a man named Nathan. He's at the right place at the right time. So his very quick thinking, because if you can imagine like when we've seen in the movies, the car bursts into flames, right? And then it blows up like 15 seconds later, it seems like, in the movies anyway. But that can happen very quickly. And so he could not get the doors open, broke a window, and there was the female. And they were both already unconscious, so they didn't even know they were getting ready to burn up. So he manages to arouse the woman, gets her pulled out of the car, and goes back in. You know, and at this point, it's like coming into catching the people, you know, and on fire. And so he finally helps the male get out of the car. And so they get happily to safety, you know, before it's too late. And, you know, what I love about these people who are in the right place at the right time, and also, you know, when they're asked about their heroism, you know, these people, and it's inside of all of us to just selflessly give. And, you know, of course he says, I'm just so thankful they're alive and I was there to help. So you never know. You may be in the right place at the right time and be somebody's angel tomorrow, next year. You just never know. So, okay, so I am going to get to this week's angel message. So listen carefully. Dear ones, during this week, there are two groups we wish to address in our message. Those who have already overcome and healed much of their buried trauma, and those who are still in the midst of a deeper healing process. We see many of you in distress and worry this week, and we wish to help you overcome this aspect of your healing. We want you to remember that even if you are struggling, overly emotional, or feeling lost, that you are not alone. We offer you a couple of important keys to releasing your old energies. The first key is to be present with your experience and accept wherever you are right now. Just know deep inside you that this is only a transitory state and that it will resolve once processed fully. Through acceptance, you can let go of self-judgment. During emotional struggle, you may often feel inferior and judgmental of yourself. You may feel that you aren't good enough or that something's wrong with you. Whatever energy you are dealing with right now, please remember that it should not be classified as either good or bad, but rather simply understanding this. It is what it is. The second key for healing your shadow self is to realize that you have a right to have whatever feelings you may have. These don't just appear because you made a mistake or you failed somehow. As a human being, you are entitled to feel all emotions, whether you are happy, sad, angry, and so on. No one can tell you that you cannot experience an emotion, nor can anyone understand 100% what you've gone through because they are not you. Allowing for your emotions will speed up your healing processes. Feeling ashamed or rejecting how you feel because you think it's wrong or stupid to feel that way will only prolong it. We wish to empower those of you in this state this week to navigate your difficulties while being mindful of acceptance and allowing so that you may reach the root of your healing. If you are currently in the group of those who are feeling freer now to create and manifest, then we wish to help you with some key things to be mindful of as you expand now to receive more divine energies. You may see a lot of rapid movement in all areas of your life. This can be quite exciting, but also create some issues for you as well. You may feel like you want to push yourself to do. This is because a part of you is trying to match physically the frequency of the divine energies you feel all around you. This is a natural tendency to try. However, you should instead strive for balance between the fast flow of the exterior world that is quickly accelerating and the grounding internal center of your heart space that is now becoming brighter. So this week, it's important to find a gentle pace for yourself. Make sure to create harmony in your physical body as well by supporting it with high-frequency foods. You must also, if you have to, schedule time to recharge and renew yourself. There must be time for stillness in order to stay in balance. If you do not support yourself in these ways, then the freedom you feel may be short-lived instead of being your new level or state of self-awareness. Regardless of where you are on the journey this week, know that you are perfect as you are, have all the tools you need, are ready to take a leap of faith, ready to love yourself more deeply, and are powerful beyond your greatest imagination. As always, we are here to support the evolution of your consciousness, the need for deeper healing, and to support your hopes and dreams. If you have not called upon us in a while, why not give it a try this week? Remember that angels are never too busy to offer a hug, hold on to you during sadness, pick you up when you fall, or simply love on you. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, okay, so that's a big message this week. And it was interesting when I was bringing this message in, too, that I actually took an hour off this afternoon just to float around the pool for a little bit, just to be still. So just so you know, I'm listening to the stuff that I put on the show every week, guys. But it's very helpful because I get that way sometimes. All this manifesting creative energy comes in, and then I'm just, you know, before too long, I'm all off track and helter-skelter, and it doesn't work very well. And another thing they explained to me, too, was that when you are in this very rapid flow, the balance and the way that they bring this to our attention this week is because that balance is so critical the further you get on the path. You don't have as much, you know, leverage or leeway, I guess, is the better word, to just sort of play around and not do the things you know you got to do for yourself. So everybody be mindful of that. And, you know, my loving blessings to those that are doing shadow work this week, because I pray for all those that are doing that each and every week. So as we talk about balance, I'm going to welcome Valerie Elster to the show so that we can talk about this wonderful sacred feminine. Welcome to the show, yes. Valerie.
Thank you, CJ. Wonderful for you to have me. Thank you so much. I love that message, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a mouthful tonight. But, you know, balance is key, and I think it kind of segues into, you know, to our subject between the balance of the sacred feminine and masculine and all of that. So for listeners who may not know or even really heard of this yet. You know, what is the idea of awakening the goddess within or the sacred feminine is? Can you explain really what that means and why it's an important part of the great shift that's happening now?
Yes, I would love to. And balance is so key. That's definitely one of the messages that I've received for quite some time. And, you know, the sacred feminine or the qualities of this divine feminine goddess, I should say, is really associated with this universal motherhood, you know, Mother Earth, or the divine self within. And what I'm really feeling, and I've been working with these energies a lot since January, is there's this return to the divine feminine on the planet, because this feminine energy can provide balance and healing for a world which, you know, some could say is in turmoil right now. And what I've also experienced within myself is really this idea of bringing back the feel, you know, to the planet, where there's been so many hundreds of years, or maybe even thousands, of perhaps trauma or fear that's really constricted this type of true balance between men and women. And this return that we're experiencing now is really meant to, you know, bring this balance back and bring with it this feminine quality of this heart energy, unconditional love, which I think we might have talked about a little bit last time I was on, where we're headed as a frequency on the planet, which is unconditional love and compassion.
Well, and I really agree with you. I think that there's been many shifts throughout history, you know, between there being much more of that feminine, you know, the nurturing, the love, the, you know, the things that we associated with the feminine. And I think we've been very dominated, no offense to the masculine energies, but, you know, I think that we've been very dominated by those masculine energies for quite some time. And I think that Sacred Mother, you know, is such a beautiful visualization I have about that, because it's like returning home, you know, returning to the mother. And having said about, you know, having said about the masculine, okay, you know, at first glance, I think probably the guys that normally listen to the show, and, you know, some of them might have been saying, well, this is kind of a, you know, chick topic, right? But, you know, but so where are the guys in this? How can men support, you know, the awakening to the divine feminine? Because it is an energy they have.
Yes, and I love men. I'll just say that.
Well, me too.
Yeah. Okay. Woo-hoo. You know, I wanted to mention, you know, the contrary to the idea that women are over emotional, I think this all goes back to the emotional piece. You know, divine feminine energy is really grounded emotionally, and I think that men want this energy. They want to have this empowered feminine, you know, partner, and men that I've talked to can't wait for the goddess to return. They can't wait for women to really step into their authentic power, I will call it. So I think for me that's really important, because, you know, we are the nurturers, we are the creators of life. You know, obviously men are part of it, but it really is a co-create. And I think in order to be whole, we need to balance this male and female energies within us and in the universe. And men can really partake by adopting more of the feminine qualities that, you know, we mentioned, connecting with this feel, connecting with their emotional center, which is the second chakra for those who know the chakra system. And I think somewhere along the line, women or men have kind of detached from this emotional, expressing emotion, because it's looked at as weak. Somewhere in society, I don't know when this came up, but I think for men to really connect with a feel is so important, and to express how they feel, you know.
Right.
And I think when a man does that and when a woman can do that, I mean, wow. It's like... A woman's empowered, she empowers a man. I really feel that way. And then men can feel safe to create and safe. And I think safety is a big piece of this empowerment and this divine feminine. And rather than fearing a powerful female, men can really support this awakening by respecting and supporting this co-creative process. I mean, you know, women have been... Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just, you know me, we're always often in agreement, so, you know, when we're discussing things. But I think that part of this return certainly is a major part of the shift to come into balance between both the masculine and the feminine. I think it's pretty crucial. And I think breaking out of those sort of paradigms in society where, you know, a strong, powerful woman is looked at as, you know, too, you know, well, I can't really say those words on air, can I? You know, moving into that place, you know. So I think it's a wonderful thing that this is coming, you know, everything kind of comes around full circle anyway. But just for men to be able to connect more with that feminine energy, for women to really become empowered in the frequencies of the feminine, you know. So, and you do your weekly radio show or biweekly on awakening the goddess. So
yeah.
What is really awakening these energies that maybe have been dormant, you know, in someone, whether it be a man and kind of speaking to the feminine, or a woman coming into that real powerful feminine energy? And what does that really mean for a person, you know, out there that's listening?
Yeah, I think it really means, moving into the qualities of empowerment, unconditional love, some of the things I mentioned, intuitive, this idea of women being more intuitive. Men have that same capacity if they allow that feel in. And so intuition, which, you know, I call our internal GPS, is so important in guiding yourself to where you need to be. Compassion is something to really cultivate for yourself as well as others. I mean, imagine if 6 billion people had compassion for themselves and each other, what kind of world this would be if everyone really embodied those states. Cooperation, able to work with others without needing to be in control. I think this idea of power struggle, whereas, you know, I have to be in control, either a man or a woman, feels that need. But I really look at this as this yin-yang type of balance of power, where it's co-creation or cooperation.
Idea
of...
That's okay. Well, I was just saying, that's great, the yin-yang, you know, the balance between both aspects. You know, I think that as we all are awakening, I just love the visualizations that are coming as you're talking, I guess, here. So, but I'll let you continue.
Oh, it's okay. I have lots to say, which is why I needed my own show. I wanted to mention, though, a few things. I wanted to just share some ideas to bring yourself, and this is for men and women, into this state to really invite this divine feminine in. You know, mantras or chants or prayer or meditation, they're great ways to align yourself with this divine feminine or goddess energy. And as I mentioned, unconditional love is so important. And really focusing on the heart chakra, you know, which is pulling in this energy into your chest area and imagining and expanding, you know, in all ways if you have any kind of daily practice. And you mentioned silence. You know, the seraphim talked about really being in silence. And I also find that so beneficial to walk in nature, just to take 15 or 20 minutes, you know, once a day or more, just to kind of listen to your inner knowing. And, you know, connecting to these ideas of love and compassion and gentleness. Because I think when we have this for ourselves, it then will, you know, manifest in our lives, in our family, in our, you know, community, and in the world. So for me, those are really important to really get connected to this feminine energy.
Well, and, you know, that taking that time for stillness, too, that reconnection. Because I'm kind of, you know, when I get excited about stuff, but, you know, which is all the time. And so I'm always, I'm always go, absorb, read, you know.
Yeah,
so when I find myself
do.
Having free time, I'm still trying to absorb tons of information. And so what really hit home for me was you know, don't forget about those very basic things, because if I'm always going and going, right, there's no time for stillness. And even, like you said, if it's 15 minutes to unplug, you know, where I'm not reading something or trying to absorb something, but it's just to be. And so it's a great reminder for me this week. And that's the way to stay in greater balance, too, is to have your stillness balance the activity or the action.
Exactly.
So all of those things, you know, and I think that when we're moving into, you know, moving into this great shift, you know, bringing balance, you know, bringing all of these things kind of back to what I would consider their sacred or, you know, original state, right? And, you know, so if we look at this, and to me, you know, like you were talking about, just these are just different things that we can do to create that divine balance inside of ourselves and connect with those energies. A lot of the work that I've been doing, or the messages from the seraphim, have been also about, you know, not rejecting any part of ourselves. Like you were mentioning, men, you know, often are kind of taught that they shouldn't be emotional or have very emotional qualities. And so it's really... all those things are about, you know, accepting the totality of who we are, both the masculine and the feminine, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I love when a man expresses himself to me. I mean, for me, that's amazing. I don't know if, you know, a lot of men understand that, or there's this idea, again, of seen as weak if you share feminine qualities, if you have that. But I think that that is such a beautiful thing, you know, to cultivate as a man. And I just want to mention, you know, some of the things that are important. Again, I mentioned a few, but intention is everything. If you just intend you want to bring these energies more into your life, you know, that's a big step. And just having awareness with that intention of your divineness, both men and women. And then acknowledging all these wonderful qualities of the sacred feminine that we all carry within us. And then just finding ways to express those in our daily lives.
Well, I think those are all wonderful suggestions. I actually, we have a caller. So I'd like to go to our caller that's been patiently waiting for us. Hello, Darlene. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
How are you?
Good. I just wanted to know if you had any messages from the angels for me.
All right, Darlene, I'll go ahead and take this one, Valerie.
Okay.
What the message that they're telling me for you, Darlene, right at this time, and I think that this is a little bit along the lines of what they were talking, you know, talking about for you, or with the angel message, excuse me, when these energies start coming in, I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. So, but it... For you, it really is, you have such a beautiful heart energy, first of all, I want to say. You have tremendous gifts. People are just naturally drawn to you. I see that. So part of you is looking around at, you know, some changes maybe coming up in your life, some decisions that you're making. What the angels want to say about whatever you choose to do, whatever those choices are, as long as you check in with your own needs, Darlene, and, you know, making sure that those needs are met, then you can really step into, you know, a much better quality of life. Because something, they're just telling me something's kind of occurred for you over the last, I don't know, several months, where you're beginning to see the things that you in your heart would really like to create in your life. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when we are so used to doing for others, it can be a difficult transition. But they want me to tell you that you are definitely on the right track, because they would say that you are on the path, girl. And so to have greater faith in yourself, to know that these things, you know, are good things are coming for you.
Oh, great. That sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your reading.
No, thank you, Darlene. Well, she just had, did you see her heart energy, Valerie?
Mm-hmm.
It is very beautiful, beautiful lady. So thanks for calling, Darlene. Oh, my goodness.
Wonderful.
And so, and I very much feel like she's kind of in that divine feminine too, kind of stepping into her power, like a lot of women are.
Yeah.
And I think that we're, and I think this reawakening that we're talking about, wouldn't you say, has to do, obviously, returning that sacred feminine, you know, women finding their power. You know, a lot of women are kind of, it's kind of scary for them though, right? It's scary when we do something new, maybe, or we move through our life in a new way. So I just want to encourage, you know, all the women out there to keep moving into those greater spaces, because it can affect the world so much.
Yes, very much, very much. I think when on my last show, one of the women was inspired by the Dalai Lama had mentioned that Western women will save the planet. It's one of a quote in one of his speeches, and that inspired her to write an entire book, and the book is Women Will Save the World. So,
I have not heard of that book.
Yeah, it's an essay. She interviewed a number of women and who are saving the world, doing amazing things, and you know that really inspired her. And so, it really is time, you know, for this return, because there are so many areas of this world that aren't quite supporting the peace that we all seek. You and I talk about peace quite a bit. So,
a lot of peace.
You know,
we're even talking about that next week on the show. Peace.
Oh, well, there you go.
Peace and unity. Yeah. I said, Seraphim, give me a topic for next week, you know, so peace. I don't disappoint everybody by just twiddling my thumbs on air. And they said, peace and unity. I said, okay. So, you know,
I've gotten similar messages about peace, about really
peace.
Promoting peace. So.
Well, and we don't want to digress to next week's topic, but, you know, before we, time is always going very quickly on this show, and I know everyone's going, well, CJ, add that half hour. We're working on it, guys. So, but before we wrap up the show, you know, I want you to share, because Valerie's an incredible woman to work with.
Oh,
she is amazing. You know, and you now have a show on the Authentic You Network on Friday.
Yes.
So talk about the show. We've got a couple minutes here and how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, I host a biweekly radio show called The Goddess Within on this network. And what we do is explore the realm of the goddess and how to connect with this energy source, just like we mentioned today, about tapping into the divine feminine. And I usually have an inspiration goddess comes in and inspires the show. And I offer goddess messages and special guests, and also goddess readings. So they would also like to, you know, join and assist with everyone listening out there, both men and women. And I can be reached most easily through my website, which is ValerieElster.com, or on Facebook under Valerie Elster, or also have a page, The Goddess Within Show. So listeners can reach me any one of those ways.
Well, I want to encourage everybody to take a listen to, you know, all the shows are archived. Take a listen to the show, because what I think is so wonderful about Valerie is bringing in these goddess messages. We don't get to get those kind of messages or connect to those energies very much. So she's a wonderful conduit for that. So thanks so much for coming on again, Valerie. I'm sure I'll have you back
thanks
with another topic.
Yes, I can't wait.
Down the road, so.
Yes.
Well,
thank
everyone.
You so much.
Oh, I love you to death. You know that. Well, that's all the time we have this evening, everybody. That was always fun, you know. I've been listening to myself. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in next week for a show on creating unity and peace in our lives. I'm sure we could all use more of that. Then the following week, I have a special lady named Toni Bernhard on my show who wrote a wonderful book on dealing compassionately with yourself during illness. So if you know of someone or you are yourself dealing with a chronic health issue, you don't want to miss this show. It's an incredible, her story is incredible. And I know I have a lot of people with lupus, all you wonderful gals out there that have that. So be sure to tune in a couple weeks for that. Well, until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. I love you all. Take care and have a wonderful week.